ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
In Psalm 46, the word of the Lord says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He said, therefore, we will not fear, even though the heart be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. So though the rivers roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with a swelling, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river. I believe God just wants someone to hear that phrase this morning. There is a river. Whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of the dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. But he uttered his voice and the heart melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, for he has made desolation in the heart. He makes the wall to cease to the end of the earth. And he breaks the bow and cut the spears in two. And he burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Pause. Think meditatively about those words. You know, in life, generally, challenges is what we can say part of life. But a moment of challenges, that is where our faith is showed forth. Sometimes our faith is tried in the furnace of fire. Sometimes our heart is moved. Sometimes we are overwhelmed. But I want you to take to heart the wordings of those songs. He said, I will call upon his name. I will put my eyes above the wave. Jesus is in our lives. And those this morning, as we come into this service, into the part of the message, we just want your heart to be open. I mean, we are such in a time that many people are probably confused. But for people of faith, it is not a time of confusion. What looks like a global lockdown, which is easing gradually, actually signifies a new beginning. So this morning, we will touch on the fact on how our faith helps us to thrive in the midst of challenges. Oh, some people will say these people of faith said they are not normal. We are not normal. We are actually abnormal people because we are not natural. We are supernatural people. God is our refuge. God is our fortress. God is our own very present help in the time of trouble. So this morning, we want to share about how our faith just helps us through life. If you are a believer in Christ, you have a faith. By faith, you are saved. And by faith, you will live your life. By faith, you will call those things which be not because they were. By faith, your own word, W-O-R-L-D. God will uphold it by the word of his power. It's by faith. And again, this morning, this faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I have two ministers with me in the studio this morning. We were here some few weeks back talking about the moment we live in and how you can try. But today specifically, we want to see it from the perspective of our faith. And there are testimonies happening already. I'll share some in the course of this. It is not a time to be overwhelmed. It is a time to exercise your faith. To my right this morning, I'd like to welcome Minister King to this service. How are you today? I know that you are fully loaded, ready to shoot from the word of God this morning. You're welcome. Good morning to you. Yeah, and to my left, we call him Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's how the supernatural is. Before I introduce you, you know, sometimes when we laugh, people wonder why we laugh. But do you know that God laughs? When you look at God, walking in the supernatural will involve you expressing joy that comes on your inside. You have to learn to laugh, even at situations and circumstances. Somewhere in Job, he said, we will laugh at destruction and famine. So it's my pleasure to welcome into the service today, Minister Bumi Oyekomi. God bless you. Thank you. Let's take off from where we started, or we left off the last time. So, who is going first? Okay. Just have the liberty, please.
Be on this set with you, and good morning, church. Thank you for the opportunity to have us in your home, in your rooms, wherever it is that you might be watching us from. And this morning, we're going to be taking off from, where we left off the last time. The pandemic is still in the world, still taking its toll, but it's important that as believers at this time, we come to the realization of the fact that God's word is infallible. God's promises stand sure. It's unfailing. It's true. God is faithful. He can be depended on, but one thing that, I found from the scriptures and over time that has always deprived people from enjoying God, even in times like these, it's their fear. When people entertain fear, when people allow worrying to take over their minds, it shapes their thoughts and dissuade them from what the word of God promises. So I'm just going to start from Psalms 23, verse 4. It says, Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The psalmist was very clear about what was happening to him. He said, even though I'm going through a situation that seems as if it's going to take my life literally, a situation that seems as if there is no hope, a situation that seems as if there is no answer, there is nothing to be done, really, to make things better. He says, but I will not fear. And his confidence is that God is with him. So every one of us at this time, instead of entertaining fear at a time where there is no responses for economic situation, the economic situation is bad, economic, you know, shrinking, and there is projection that it's going to be further shrinking and all that. But even though we are going through this in the world, we must know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world as believers. So we don't fear what the world fears. Hallelujah.
Praise
you
God.
Don't fear what the fear. And, you know, Luke chapter 12, verse 25 to 26. It says, and which of you by worrying can add one cubic to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? I mean, if at this time, if you decide to worry and worry and worry, you can't even add an inch, you know, to your stature as a person, then why do you think that it is worrying that is going to revive the economy? Why are you thinking that it is worrying, you know, about the virus that is going to protect you from getting it? Why do you think that it is worrying about how your family will survive, that is going to, you know, help your family survive? No. You know, I found out from the scriptures that each time people entertain fear, each time people, you know, look too much into the narratives painted by the world, and they allow that to shape their thinking, to shape their heart, they lose the opportunity to tap into the things that God has for them. They lose that opportunity, you know, to enter into the things that God has planned, that God has prepared. You know, Pastor, remember the story, you know, in Numbers chapter 13?
Yeah.
You know, when certain men were selected, you know, to go and check into the land, you know, Moses selected certain elders from different clans to go and check the land. And by the time they went to check and they came back, the Bible says that they actually brought different, you know, fruits. You know, they brought beautiful fruits, you know, pomegranate trees and all that. And, you know, but they said, indeed, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. They acknowledge that.
Yeah.
That what God said about that land is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a reality. But they now said they saw the sons of Anak. That those guys were giants. And there was a profound statement that they made. They said they were like grasshopper. When they compared themselves to them, they were like grasshopper in their own eyes. And so they were in the eyes of those people. What simply happened was that they saw those guys and they shivered. They saw the situation and they shivered in fear that, wow, we are at the point where God has given us this beautiful promise. We can see that this place is really beautiful indeed. But the people we are meeting there, they are super giants. Mm. And they said they were like grasshopper in their own mind. Mm. So, Pastor, it's a function of their thinking first.
Wow.
So, because of the fear, they thought less of themselves as not being worthy to take what God has promised. And that's the situation a lot of believers have found themselves at this time. People are beginning to think that, oh, this situation is so gigantic. This is not a local pandemic. This is a global pandemic. You know, so how are we going to survive, you know, at this time?
Yeah.
But you see, God's word stands sure. Because faithful is he who has promised.
Hallelujah.
Who also will fulfill it.
Praise
you know,
the Lord.
Pastor, I'll just...
Hallelujah. I can't just... let me throw it to Minister Bumi, but I'm holding on to 2 points that you have made. The fact that God's word is infallible. That what literally rob people out of the promises of God is when they give in to worry and to fear. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit to fear, but he has given us the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. I love what you said about Luke 12 that says, which of us by just taking on to worry. Some people have become the world champion warriors. They worry about things that may or probably will never happen. And I think for a time like this, how do you dissipate worry from your life? Philippians talk about it. We will come back to it later. I think this is a rhema word for someone. That if you are working with God, there will always be giants in the land. The earlier you resolved it, the better. We have one that is ongoing globally. The same thing, when the pandemic is over and everybody goes back to work, in that line of your business, in that career path, you will experience giant. But your thinking from the perspective of God is what really matters. Minister Bumi.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. Thank you so very much, Pastor. Mr. Akin, thank you for that light you shared. God is true to his word, you know. This morning, waking up, I didn't feel like God was available. You know, I didn't feel like God was around. But I had to tell myself the real truth that God doesn't walk my feelings, he walks my faith. And then I had to switch from that sensation of how I was feeling to who God is. And then, you know, I'm going to just take it further this morning, you know, from where Minister Akin stopped off. 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul said, he said, "For I have known who I believe, for I know whom I have believed." So we need to get to that point with God where we do away with the unknowns, the seeming uncertainties. Paul got to that point and he was able to tell himself, saying, "I know whom I believed." You know, the Bible speaks in Romans, it says, "For all things work together. For we know that all things work together for the good of they that are called after God's purpose, those that love God and are called according to his purpose." I like to say to our heart this morning that there may be many unknowns, many uncertainties, many unknowns in the land, but we need to come to a point with God where we know the God that we have believed. He is a known God. To the world, it might be unknown, but for us, he is the known God. There might be uncertainties, there might be unknowns, there might be, you know, things that are happening that, you know, human mind can't really think around. But for us, he is a known God. And then I dare to say to our heart this morning that we have come to the point where we begin to walk with God in the realm of the supernatural. We have come to that point where we need to run with God and follow through whatever he says, whenever he says it, however he says it. Because we need to believe God for who he is and for what he says in his word. And then the real truth of it is this. For us to be able to walk with God in the supernatural dimensions of our life, as far as this season is concerned, God needs our cooperation with him and our total trust and dependence on him. The pastor was speaking earlier from Psalm 46 that we shall not be moved. You know, Psalm 125 verse 1 says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion," you know, that cannot be moved. Situations and circumstances will come. Winds will come. The same wind that blew against that house or that mansion that was built on the solid rock was the same wind that blew against the house that was built on the sand. But the aftermath of it will always show the stability of the house, the stability of, you know, whatever building it is. The same wind will blow, but our total dependence and trust in God will always turn us to come out the best, you know, on the other side. Like I said, our cooperation with God and our dependence and total trust in God, we always bet the supernatural. And I like us to be set ready for this new season. It's a new phase. Men will be operating in the unknown, but we have the known God. And then with the known dimension of God that we have, we can always run through the own dimensions of our life. We can always run through the uncertainties of our life. The real truth of it is, the blessings that we have seen so far is not compared to the blessings we will still see. The money we have handled up until this time is not compared to the money we will still handle. You know, the people we have met up until this time is not compared to the people we are still going to meet. The goodness of God we have experienced to this time is not compared to the goodness of God we will still experience. So we need to switch from that dimension of our feelings and hold on to God in faith, because this is that day, this is that season, this is that hour that God has made, and then we are sure that this God that we know, we can place our trust and we can believe with him, we can believe on him, and then he's going to ride with us, take our hands to those unknown dimensions of our life, and we are sure going to come out the best, you know, on the other side of life. Hallelujah.
I just have a witness in my heart. So what we're going to do, you speak, just go ahead and speak. I'm not going to say anything until when it's time. Just go ahead.
All right. You know, Pastor, I just want us to look at a very interesting story in 2 Kings chapter 7. You know, they found themselves in a pandemic situation, you know, but not a health, you know, issue, but at this time it was famine, there was drought. It was so bad that, you know, people were literally, you know, killing their children, I mean, you know, to eat and all that. But the word of the Lord came through the prophet Elisha at this time. 2 Kings chapter 7, I'll just read verse 1. It says, "Then Elisha said, 'Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.'" This is a clear, you know, prophetic word that was given at this time. So there was a situation, and God spoke through his servant. And you see, the interesting thing about this year is that there is a sure word of prophecy that has gone ahead. You know, so it's not like God is trying to think about what is happening and try to give a word. He has given his word ahead of what is, you know, what is happening right now, and he gave his word. But verse 2 now speaks to the condition of so many people's heart, particularly at this time. You know, he says, "So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, 'Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?'" You see, this is the question that a lot of people are having in their hearts. The prophetic word is glaring, you know, glaring you at the face. You see, you're seeing divine perfection. You're seeing all of the prophetic signposts, but you're asking, how can this thing be at this time? Can this thing be possible with this pandemic? And that was what the officer did. And you see, it's unfortunate that when we do things like this, we put ourselves in conflict with God, because God's word is infallible. God is supreme, is sovereign. You know, anytime you're doubting God's word, you are putting yourself against the integrity of God, because you are saying that God is not, you know, is not faithful. You are saying that God is not upright. You are saying that God cannot be dependent on. And each time we take that position, you know, of fear, we negate God and we get in the line. And when we read that story, it says, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." You know, I mean, so that this will not be the story of many, what we need to do is to align. Because the interesting thing is that when we read that story, the way God make that prophetic word come to pass was beyond explanation. You see, when God wanted to bring it to pass, he used 4 lepers. I mean, things that you couldn't have imagined, that you couldn't have thought about. And that's why we're saying that when God has given us the word as a people, that this year is our year of divine perfection, irrespective of what's going on, we must hold on to God. Because you see, God have a billion ways of bringing to pass what he has said. He is the supreme God. And he brought it to pass in this case, even without the engagement of the people. All they needed to do was to believe and align. And those that refused to believe, they lost out. I mean, they lost out. So this is a time to align to God's word by faith. This is a time to connect with God, because the Bible says that God is faithful. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, it says, "God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son." He's a faithful God. The Bible says that by 2 immutable things with which it's impossible for God to lie. God's word does not lie. It's true. It can be depended on. That was what Abraham did. The Bible says that Abraham hoped against hope. He hoped against hope because he was sure that God has given the word. He hoped against hope. And at the end, we could see the result. So this is a time to hold on to God's word beyond imagination, beyond the news, beyond the prediction, beyond whatever it is that you're hearing. This is a time to align ourselves with God's word. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Paul said, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not afraid of holding on to the word of Christ, because it's able to deliver my inheritance and heritage under God. I'm not afraid to believe God for what God has said. I'm not afraid to take the step of faith. I'm not afraid to act out with this little mustard seed faith I have. It's able to deliver my inheritance under God. Like I said, what God needs to bear the supernatural in our life is dependence, you know, and cooperation with him. Dependence and cooperation with him. When God says rise up and walk, please rise up and walk. When God says rise up and build, please rise up and build. When God says rise up and pray, please rise up and pray. Don't doubt his word. God's word is able to deliver everything he's promised, you know, to deliver. John chapter 2 verse 5 this morning. I want us to just take a little ride. John chapter 2, verse 5. John chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. He's talking about the wedding at Cana. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let me start from verse 1. He says, now on the third day, there was a wedding feast in the Galilean village of Cana. And the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were all invited to the banquet. But with so many guests in attendance, they ran out of wine. I feel a sense in my heart this morning to speak about nothing. I feel a sense in my heart to speak about that position of nothing. What do we do? That position of we have tried everything we can. Looking at the indices and then the things around, nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be working. Peter spoke to Jesus. Master, we have toiled all night, but we caught nothing. You know, the man at the pool of Bethesda, he says, Jesus spoke to him and said, Jesus, he said, I have no man that would push me into the water when the angel comes to steer the water. This morning, I feel a sense to just speak to that area of our life that seems to be looking like nothing is happening. Can anything good come out of this? Can anything good come out of this? There's an answer of God this morning. Let me continue that part of the scripture. John chapter 2, verse 2. It says, Jesus and his disciples were all invited. Verse 3, now Jesus and his disciples were all invited to the banquet, but with so many guests in attendance, they ran out of wine. There was no wine. And when Mary realized it, she came to him and said, they have no wine. Can't you do something about it? Let's see the response of Jesus. Jesus replied, my dear one, don't you understand that if I do this, it won't change anything for you, but it will change everything for me. My hour of unveiling my power has not yet come. Maybe understanding God, knowing that you can always get God with his word, said to his disciples, Mary then went to the servants and told them, whatever Jesus tells you, make sure you do it. Whatever Jesus tells you, make sure you do it. I feel a strong impression in my heart this morning for us to pay attention to that line of the scripture. Whatsoever God tells you to do, do it. Whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Like I said earlier, if he says, rise up and walk, don't ask him back that how shall these things be? If he says, rise up and walk, don't look at the conditions of your feet. Just rise up. The word of God is efficient enough to be able to bring to pass what God has in mind to do. Hallelujah. We need to hold on to God's word. Whatsoever he asks you to do in this season, just do it. It's a season of the supernatural. The instructions of God is not going to make sense, but it makes fit. It's not going to make sense, but it makes fit. It's not going to make sense, but it makes fit. It's going to go beyond our natural comprehension. It is the supernatural dimension. It will be brought to birth by the Spirit of God. We need to be responsive to what God is saying in this time, opening our spirit. Be ready to go the deeps of God. It's going to be leading us to where our feet seems cannot walk. Peter said to Jesus, if thou art Jesus, beg on me to come. And the Bible says Jesus told Peter, come. And Peter believed God. I believed the word of his master. Went on water. Rode on the water. He looked up unto Jesus. Following after his word. Following after his counsel. Following after his will. Following after his purpose. Whatsoever Jesus the master tells you to do in this season, just do it. Act in faith. Depend on him. Trust in him. His word is sure going to bring everything he has in mind to pass. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 14, you know, taking from what where you left off, it says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. You see, and the Bible says that, you know, the world is waiting earnestly for the manifestations of the sons of God. Romans 8, 28, it says, for the earnest, you know, the world is waiting earnestly for the manifestations of the sons of God. And you see, the only way as sons of God we can manifest is when we find an alignment with God's mandate at this time. So that means the more we open up our spirit to the instructions of God, the more we open up our spirit to the nudgings of God, the more we experience the miraculous at this time. You see, the things that eyes have not seen, the things that ears have not heard, the things that's not come to the heart of any man, are the things that God has proposed for us that love him at this time. That's what 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 tells us about. It says, but he has revealed these things to us by his spirit. For his spirit searches all things. He hears the deep things of God. So that means as believers, this is a time to align with the spirit of God like never before. This is a time to cultivate our relationship with the spirit of God like never before. Psalm 32 verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way to go. I will guide you with my eyes. There is an instruction that the Holy Ghost wants to communicate. There is a guiding at this time. Because to fulfill the word that he promises in Isaiah 45 verse 3, it says, I will give you the wealth that is stored in secret places. So at this time of pandemic, at this time of confusion in the world, there are wealth that are stored in secret places. And you see, people that are tuning themselves to the frequency of God are accessing this wealth. And that's why every one of us must be attuned to God. It can be a simple nudging to say that, oh, call this person. Invest in this thing. Read about this thing. Search this thing out. I mean, God has the best in stock for us, even in the time of pandemic. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. This is the time to assess the deep things of God, to assess understanding from God, to get connected to God's word. Because he wants us at this time to soar. It's not God's desire that, when the world is beating, face down. His children are also beating face down. No. That's why he says that don't say confederacy to what the world is saying confederacy to. And do not fear their fear. Because whatever it is that drowns the world should not drown believers. That's why it says that when there is a casting down, and that is what they are shouting in their camp, for us there is a lifting up. When there is a pandemic and they are sick, the Bible says that none of his people shall say that I am sick. Because we cannot be sick. Because we have the life of God flowing in us. So more than ever before, this is a time to connect to God, to connect to his word. Because God can be depended on. The Bible says that with man, these things might look impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Is it the increase in the midst of pandemic is possible with God? Is it building new businesses in the midst of pandemic is possible with God? Is it expanding what God has given to us in terms of businesses at this time is possible with God? Is it strategic placement in this time? It is possible with God. Is it divine favor, unprecedented kind of favor at this time? It is possible with God. Is it financial stewardship baton being passed to us as believers? It's possible with God. It might be impossible with men, but with God, it is possible. Is it being, a mission-driven believer at this time, conquering territories for God? It's possible with God. Is it harvesting souls of men at this time? It is possible with God. You see, everything that we need for life and godliness, he has already provided. And this is a time to tap into the resources of God. This is a time to connect with God, to find alignment with him. This is a time to yield ourselves to him like never before. And we begin to see him, make those things happen in our life. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is faithful. God is gracious. God is helping. God is loving. God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nothing can be against us. I see all things working together for our good. I see God holding our hands and leading us on beyond the dimensions we have ever thought is possible. God is God. God is God. God is faithful. God is gracious. All things are working together for our good. Our hands are touching those things that we never thought we could touch. Our hands are touching those things we can never thought we can touch. As we keep looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, something good is happening already. Something great is happening already. Something miraculous is happening already. The sick is being healed already. Things that God promises promise us are coming to be already. The faithful God is showing up in every instance of our lives. The faithful God is showing up in every instance of our businesses. The faithful God is showing up in every instance of our living. The faithful God is showing up in every instance of our family. God is good. I see God resting. Resting upon everything that we have. Resting upon everything that we have. Resting upon everything that we ever thought we can ever be. He's leading us beyond the waters. He's leading us beyond the sea. His glory hand is resting upon us. His glorious hand is leading us on. The mighty God is showing up in the battle of life. The glorious God is showing up in the sea of life. The glorious God is showing up in his inevitable might. Mighty God is showing up for us. The wisdom of God is speaking. Speaking loud than the uncertainties. The certainty of God's faithfulness is speaking loud than the uncertainties. The certainty of God's goodness is speaking louder. Louder than the things we can ever think or imagine. God is able to make all grace abound towards us. Something new is coming out of this. Something glorious is coming out of this. Something miraculous is coming out of this. All God needs us to begin to see is looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I have this, I've got this covered. I hear the Lord say this morning, I've got your family covered. I've got your job covered. I've got your career covered. I've got your enterprise covered. I've got your journey covered. Just look up to me. Look up to me. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. I can make all things beautiful and happen in my own time. Don't look around things. Look up to me. Don't look around things. Just look up to me. I am your attention. Make me your image. Make me your focus. Hallelujah. Broma shambre deme supra di mashande. Lebo shambre bebebe yem broma shambre bababa yem. La baba shamba. Lebo to supra di mashande lebe yem broma shambre bababa yem. Let's just
spend a few minutes praying.
La baba 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 yem bro.
Let's just spend a few minutes praying.
Broma mama yem bro. Broma mama yem bro. Mama yes lo boko supra
yem bro.
Yes Lord.
Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. A ladder of ocean shall be created over time. Yes, this is a victory that overcomes the world even at a fate. At this time we overcome the world. We overcome the world. We are above the world. A ladder of ocean shall be created over time. Things that hold people down in the world don't hold you down. A ladder of ocean shall be created over time.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
The floor of finances is unstopped. A ladder of ocean. You walk in perfect health because you overcome the world. Your family is preserved because you overcome the world. You have sufficient resources for this project because you overcome the world. You can't be stopped, you can't be hindered because you've overcome the world. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We walk in victory at this time. We walk in victory at this time. Victory in our career, victory in our businesses, victory in our finances. We walk in victory, victory in our families, victory in our homes. We walk in victory, victory in our ministry. Everything that we do, victory, victory, victory. Because the word of God promises us that for they did not conquer the land by their swords, and they did not prevail by their own strength, but rather by your power, O God, by your strength and good favor, for you were partial to them. This is a time that God is partial to the church. Yes. Irrespective of what's going on in the world, the church is exempted.
Yes.
You and your household, you are exempted.
Yes.
Because God is partial to you.
Yes.
When the economic indices says that there should be a decline, but because God is partial to you, there is an increase.
Yes.
When there is all the various stipulation and forecast that there is going to be a shrinking, but because God is partial to you, there is an increase.
Yes.
There is an expansion that is coming your way. There is an enlargement that is coming your way because God is partial to you.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And we'll receive and take delivery of all the promises of God for us in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Every prophetic word of God finds a rest in your life.
Yes.
Finds a rest in your heart. Finds expression in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We speak increase. We speak enlargement.
Yes.
We declare every limit is broken.
Yes.
We declare every barrier is taken off.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We declare that all grace is abounding towards you. All grace is abounding towards you. Grace for everything is abounding towards you. All grace is abounding towards you. Yes, multiple grace, abundance of grace. Grace to break the limit. Grace to get out of the cocoon is abounding towards you. In the name of Jesus, unprecedented favor in the marketplace. Wherever you send in your proposal, you are selected by the favor of God because God is partial to you. Whenever you appear for that interview, you are picked because God is partial partial to you.
Yes.
When that offer is being given, you are selected because God is partial to you. This is a time to live and bask in the grace of God because God is partial to us at this time. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's so much going on. Just still go ahead and pray in your home. The last time we were here, there's a model that is used out there. They call it the VUCA model. But we come prophetically this morning, and we declare for any situation that is volatile around your life, around your business, around your family, we speak to you this morning, grace to develop vision.
Amen.
For every uncertainty around you, we say get understanding this morning.
Amen.
For every complex situation around your family, around your business, around your enterprise, around your career path, we declare this morning, receive clarity.
Amen.
And for every ambiguities, things that are unresolved, questions in your heart, we say receive divine instruction this morning.
Amen.
At that wedding, Mary said, whatsoever he says to you, do it. We declare this morning you will hear the voice of your great shepherd.
Amen.
He will instruct you.
Amen.
He will guide you with his eyes.
Amen.
He will lead you with instruction.
Amen.
When men say there is casting down, the testimony is around you is that there is lifting up.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord this morning, we declare you will laugh at destruction
Amen.
And famine.
Amen.
You will laugh in this period.
Amen.
The covenant of the stones and the field will be at peace with you.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
I command that sickness go in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I declare healing and restoration to every part of your body. If you are sick in any part of your body this morning, just lay your hands on yourself. You are your prophet. Command the sickness to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Growth, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Malaria, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Migraine, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Arthritis, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just prophesy. Jesus has been wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. We declare wholeness to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. And we declare by the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord says, as they have spoken in my ear, so will I do to them. We declare to you, this is your season where new businesses is springing from your life.
Amen.
All your existing businesses, they are strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is a time where the service to humanity, new ministries will be born in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is your time of divine establishment. This is your time of this strategic placement.
Amen.
This is your time that developmental projects will spring all around your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is your time of unprecedented favor
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is your time that generational blessings will be activated from your own seed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is the time that you will be among mission-driven people. Yes, Lord, taking the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to all the nations of the heart in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Financial stewardship button. You get your own at this time in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will be a kingdom financier to the praise and glory of our God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are a worshiper.
Yes.
And this is the time to raise army of worshipers.
Yes.
By reason of the testimony of your life, there will be emergence of worshipers.
Amen.
And this is the time to be the ambassador for our King. So represent him in the marketplace. And collectively we will witness the harvest of the heart.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you this
thank
morning.
You, Jesus.
We give you praise.
Glory.
Can we just go ahead and just thank God this morning? There's just some awesome presence in this service. And we know that it's right there in your home. Father, we thank you this morning. Yes, Lord, this is the year of our divine perfection. And yes, Lord, and our prophetic signposts has pointed us to a decade of possibilities with our God. He said, with God, nothing shall be tagged impossible. He said, our Lord God, for thou hast made the heavens and the earth, there is nothing too difficult for you. You are great and mighty, awesome in power. Yes, Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in deeds, and awesome in his testimonies. You are our refuge. The strength of Israel does not lie. So we believe you, and we thank you, oh God. You are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man to change your mind. This is the beginning of new things in our life. A decade of possibility. A decade where we manifest the prophetic word in our families, in our businesses, in our career path. Father, we say thank you this morning. We give you praise. Father, we say thank you for everyone under the influence of the service and those who will watch later on. Thank you for manifestations. That's what I heard early this morning, that my people are ushered into my manifestations. So, Lord, thank you for the manifestations of the Spirit, of the many-sided wisdom of God, of many-sided understanding and knowledge of God. We bless you. We honor you this morning. Thank you for this service. Blessed be your glorious name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And amen. 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 Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,